Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Hill, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top five of a topic of our choice. And today, it's my very good friend, it's Kyron Wheatley, everyone. Yay!
Josh Hill, hello. It's great to be back with the nation's top lister of things.
Thank you, yes.
You've been ranking things for the whole pandemic now and the nation needs it.
Just when I thought I was done, we have another health crisis and I might be back. Who knows what
so
I'm going to be ranking.
So you'll be bracketing the variants.
Yes. Well, I still remember the top five that Ben Russell and I did at the start of lockdown six, just ranking the top five lockdowns. We both said six is going to be fine. Little did we know, six was the absolute worst one.
Six was the worst. Great thing about seven is it's self-imposed.
Yeah.
So loving it.
Yeah.
Oh. Absolutely loving it. And you have one hell of a topic today.
Yeah.
One that is so difficult that I haven't even finished my list. I have a short list in front of me, and I'm going to make decisions on the fly because
well,
it's too difficult, Josh.
For the listeners, we are talking about those Liverpool lads from Liverpool, the Fab Four, the Beatles. Ever heard of them?
Sounds like Ed Sullivan's here.
Yeah. Now, I have been talking far too much about the Beatles documentary, Get Back, now streaming on Disney Plus.
Is there a better designed documentary for the Christmas period?
I know. I think I've brought it up on about five podcasts in the last month. I went to a New Year's Eve party.
Wow.
When I say party, there was seven people there and like five kids. And there was one point where the dads were just standing around and I thought, what can we talk about?
Great.
Hey, has anyone seen the Beatles documentary? And we were off. We were off and running.
Yeah.
Well, I should mention that one of the dads there is Kit Warhurst, so from the band Rocket Science. So I knew I was in safe hands if I bring up music with him. He was, we've all watched it. We all loved it.
Yeah, and also, like, I mean, when you say bringing up music, I mean, it's the Beatles. It's not like a deep cut, you know. If you don't know these songs that we're about to list, then you've never heard music.
Well,
like, you haven't heard music.
As a kid, did your parents, were they music fans?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My mum was the youngest of four, and she was born in 1960, so it was a bit early for her, but her... So when she was listening to her older brother's music through bedroom doors on record players from a distance, it was, you know, Revolver and Rubber Soul and Abbey Road. So it's deep in her. You know, when I think of listening to my brother listen to Nirvana, for her that was the Beatles. That was the Beatles that she was getting a glimpse of this is what's cool through the door. And so that left an indelible mark on her and is absolutely my childhood, is just listening to the Beatles.
See, my parents did not listen to music in the house. Dad had a few tapes for the car and it was stuff like John Cougar Mellencamp or Cold Chisel. John Farnham's Whispering Jack was in the car.
Hey, that's not a bad record.
I remember as a kid I had a dubbed, it was like John Farnham on one side and ABBA on the other side. Yeah.
What a mix. So did you discover the Beatles for yourself?
Well, my music teacher in primary school, it was really weird because my kids do music and they actually learn instruments and stuff like that. But when I was doing music at primary school, all it was the music teacher would come in and play songs on the piano and we would sing them.
Oh, I thought you were about to say like on a record player, just come in,
no.
Smoke a joint, sit back, put on a record.
But I remember...
Listen to this, kids.
She would play Yellow Submarine. She would play... rock and roll music, which is also an early Beatles song.
Yeah.
And possibly
really
Octopus's Garden was another one.
I mean, don't do your list all at the once.
None of these.
I know these are your top three, but don't get them out so early. Give people some suspense.
None of these are in my top, but that was the thing. But it is that thing, like, I have never really gone through a Beatles phase. Lots of friends of mine have just gone deep into Beatles phases. I've never really, like, I remember a flatmate of mine had those two best of ones, the Red Album and the Blue Album. Would listen to that all the time. But in terms of going deep into their albums, I'm relatively new. After watching the Get Back doco series, then I've gone back through them all.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, well, I had definitely like when I had a little band.
Sorry, and can I just say, they're very derivative of Oasis. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're in a band. Did you do Beatles covers?
Yeah, we'd muck around on Beatles covers, and like some of the first songs that I ever learnt were Beatles songs and Oasis songs.
Yeah.
And then pretty much every song we wrote was like some version of a Beatles song, like, you know, like some rip-off of what they were doing. I guess they got to it first as well.
Yeah.
Which meant there was lots of options.
And also, I'm sure there were bands around that inspired them. And because they were so big, they could just do it. And for a lot of people around the world, that was the first time listening to music like that.
Totally. But all they're doing is a cover of soul music.
Yeah.
And they're just doing their version of all of soul.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're doing it as well. And I guess so on and so forth back through time immemorial. But they did a good version of it. They did a good version of it at the right time. They were born at exactly the right time for the skills that they had. That is... the magic, definitely. And also clearly Lennon and McCartney, especially after watching that documentary, have a frisson between them.
So let's go through. There's John Lennon, there's Paul McCartney, there's George Harrison, there's Ringo Starr, and then there's the fifth member, Liverpool.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Billy Preston, or George Martin, or Pete Best, or... Who do you want to say is the fifth Beatle? The 1960s.
There are so many fifth Beatles. They are like the... So I was trying to go who Sex and the City characters, which one's which? Which one's the Miranda of the group? I would say Paul is the Miranda.
Yep, okay.
Paul seems the most...
Samantha is John Lennon.
Yes. Paul is the most no-nonsense.
Yeah.
Is Ringo Charlotte?
Is Ringo, yeah, maybe.
In kinds of, like, you could probably do without them, but I'm so glad they're in it.
Yep. I would say that we've found something you can't compare to the Sex and the City characters, finally.
Well, Liverpool's definitely the fifth character, New York. That is, yeah. All right, so I'll kick us off with my number five Beatles song. So this one... not written by John and Paul. This one is written by George Harrison. It's from Abbey Road. It is Here Comes the Sun. Here we go. Let's...
Aww.
So good. Such a good song.
Beautiful song. Now, if Spotify is anything to go by, that is the Beatles' number one song.
Oh, is it?
By 300 million plays.
Wow.
Here Comes the Sun is the number one most popular Beatles song on Spotify with 750-odd million before Let It Be at 426.
Ooh. I would say...
sitting clear.
Yeah. So this is... so. John Lennon's not on that take as well. He's been in a car accident. Couldn't make it to the studio. Ah. This was recorded over 7 days in 1969. So I've got who played. So George was on vocals and backing vocals, acoustic guitar, harmonium, and the synth, the Moog, and hand claps. Paul on backing vocals, bass, and hand claps. Ringo drums, hand claps, and there are. Four violas, four cellos, a double bass, two piccolos, two flutes, two alto flutes, and two clarinets, none of them credited to anyone. So, you know there are viola players around London just going, yeah, I played on Here Comes the Sun. That's
it's my the Woodstock of viola players.
I wonder. It's so weird that this is the most played Beatles song.
Yeah, as I said that, I wondered to myself, is it because there's a number of versions of Let It Be?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And if you were to combine them, whereas Here Comes the Sun, there's not that many versions. Perhaps that's the reason. But even that aside, I mean, when people open up Spotify, you've just there's and go, look, if you look up the Beatles, there's the five songs. You just click it.
Yeah.
If you want to hear Let It Be, that's the one you're picking. So, yep, there it is. Here Comes the Sun at the top, which means a George Harrison song is the world's most popular Beatles track.
It's amazing that, like, they had so many, like, I know we're not saying anything new here, but the fact that John and Paul wrote so many great songs, and then just as they were ending up the band, George Harrison was just in this kind of, like, amazing kind of creative mode where he just wrote so many great songs. And his first solo album came out pretty much the same time as Let It Be came out. So he had all these songs that he was just sitting on. And in the documentary, you see that he's like, yeah, I'll just go off and do my own thing. Amazing.
And John Lennon and Yoko's like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
We really don't like you anyway. Which is essentially the vibe you get.
So I've said George, before the I watched the doco, was my favourite of the Beatles. But he wrote this song, so that, like, he was saying how it was so stressful being a Beatle, especially near the end when it was all, he said it was just business all the time, like just businessmen coming in, sign this, and he just, Apple Studios wasn't a fun place to be. So he went and had a bit of a holiday at Eric Clapton's house.
Yeah.
And he wrote this song. Now, Eric Clapton, can I just say, the years have not been great for Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Although, should I say, he's not been great in the following years. I don't think I can blame the years for Eric Clapton's racism. Well,
yeah, and he's an anti-vaxxer now too.
Him and Van Morrison, they love the anti-vax and anti-lockdown.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.